Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 4 with verses 5 through 7. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." I think we all know the devil uses your free will to make you accomplish his evil by offering suggestions that will make you gain something he will think that you want. The problem is Jesus can already do anything the devil thinks he can't do because of how Scripture is written. I guess the devil forgets that God, by his omnipotence, inspired all of God's Word, placing the Messiah in every step humanity makes, from Genesis to Revelation. What's hard to do is write about the devil, what the devil has given you in commands of deception, because it truly makes you feel disgusting for seeing yourself ugly as a stomach-turning event. Jesus wants us to know how to inflict damage upon Satan by taking away his joy of deceiving the world, by simply living in his word as the truth of humanity. Satan does not want you to treat your neighbor as yourself, nor does he want you to love over hate, for he especially doesn't want you to refuse to fight as the hidden escape. No, Satan wants you to lie, steal, and cheat, earning everything by deception we learn makes you weak, for it does not prepare you for the final test, God's judgment we must learn to seek. Amen. The devil doesn't want you to forgive. The devil does not want you to live in a state of true ecstasy, allowing God to eternally lift. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others, and I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife Toni and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. And we pray for our niece Brittany, who recently was diagnosed with brain cancer and has been undergoing treatment and has been given a cancer-free scan, praise God, as we continue to lift her up in healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church, as we pray for our Holy Mother each day. Today we're going to begin a novena for our neighbor. That novena prayer is for Thelma. Thelma, she's been diagnosed with RA, rheumatoid arthritis, and her hands are just so swollen and hurt she can't even pick up things. It's just really difficult for her. And so we're just going to lift up her today, day one, for her prayers. Amen. Thelma, we're praying for you. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It takes us to chapter 4 in our practice. Our prayer is that we can proclaim this two-stanza poem in a way that lets you see the ugliness of Satan, but the beauty of God's Son to overcome. Amen? Its title of a two-stanza poem, especially with your ridiculing flirt, City Holy, Jesus Taken by Devil's Hand, Temple's parapet, Jesus made to stand. Devil said, God's son you are, yourself throw into the sand. Written it is about you, angels his, will he command. Support you before you fall into the dirt. Dash you less stone against your foot hurt. Answering Jesus, written it is, not God you squirt. Especially with your ridiculing flirt. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokers Wiggins. It's December 13th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we send a prayer out, especially for our good friends, John and Marie. Closing today at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Johnny. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.